Welcome back to a new episode of Conversations with Friends. We are so happy to have you back and we hope you are well. How are you, Teresa?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm going well as well. I really want to go out into the nice weather today.
Yeah, Carol's like,
I'm just like, oh,
the sun is out. No, we're gonna record it already and we're gonna go out in the sun after this and enjoy the 21 degrees in Berlin.
I know. It's like the last warm day today, so I just really want to get out. But yes, today we actually have a really special guest on the pod. We are going to introduce her in a second, who she is and what she does. But before that, Teresa, what is your gem of the week?
I was thinking, I forgot about it again. Oh yeah, my gem of the week is actually the nice surprise birthday party I had last weekend. I was actually thinking about it. I was like, what is my gem of the week? And then my boyfriend was like, the surprise party we all threw for you. And I was like, okay, which is super nice. Carol and a lot of our friends and my boyfriend threw this surprise party for me last Saturday because, yeah, I'm not the biggest birthday person. Anyways, we talked about this before, but I was just not really planning anything. I was just like going with the flow. I thought we're going to have a brunch on my actual birthday on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend just organized like a nice dinner for Saturday evening. And he was like dressed nice. Like it's going to be a really bougie restaurant. And I was like, okay, cool. Like didn't really think about it because I thought we'd have the brunch on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was just me sitting in the taxi and everything was fine. But at one point he was like, yeah, like just on his phone the whole time. And I was like, why are you on the phone the whole time? Like, bro. And he's like, yeah, like one of his friends was texting him. And like, he actually made up such good excuses. I was like, whoa, yeah. Like scary that you're so
insanely good at that.
Yeah, that's red flag. But then we just got there and it was so funny because yeah, my boyfriend's in a band. And then we walked into this bar/restaurant. And then his music was playing and I was like, okay, like that's such a coincidence that his song is playing. And then the barkeeper was like, oh yeah, like your restaurant's actually like in the back door in this back building. And I was like, okay. So then we walk in and then open the door and all of my friends are just like, happy birthday. And I seriously did really not expect it. Like I thought he maybe organized like some random dinner at like some random restaurant or something that he did, but I did not expect all my friends to be there.
I know. That's the goal of a surprise party.
Yeah, but you kind of didn't really, I don't know if I'm just really good to be surprised.
Oh yeah, you are like the perfect target for that.
Yeah, but it was also really, really nice. And I just, yeah, Carol hugged me and I was like, oh my God, yes. And then I was like drunk and then we just partied and I don't know, then we got tonsillitis for a whole week.
What a week. but yeah, it was really nice. Really nice party. I enjoyed it too.
Yeah, thank you so much for putting it on.
But yes, anyways, my gem of the week is actually a perfume, which I really like. I got it for my birthday and really embarrassing because I don't know, I can't pronounce the brand name because it's like Maison Francis.
That one. Oh.
But anyways, the perfume is called Grand Soir and it's like amazing. I love it. Ooh. I actually smelled it at one of our friends once, remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you wearing? It's amazing. And ever since then, I really wanted to have it. But yeah, now I have it and it's amazing.
Wait, the brand is, you don't kind of pronounce it, but where can you buy it?
You can buy it online either or just like like at high-end like department stores.
Just look
stuff.
For, what is it, Maison Blah?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, if you're at the counter, just say that. But yes, that's my gem of the week and I've been really enjoying it because I think smelling good is like the best thing ever. And when you like get told that you smell good, that's a really good compliment.
It is. Yeah.
But yes, so that's our gems of the week.
Yeah, keeping it short.
And yes, do you have anything else?
No, that's it. I have other things, but that was the biggest one for me.
Just like the major one.
Yeah, got me sick. And then literally after that, I was like sick all week. So there was no...
My antibiotics.
Antibiotics. Love them. No, hate them and love them at the same time. But yeah.
Anyways, so like I said before, we have a very special guest on today and it's actually Sharon from Brands Media Group or she always calls it BG?
No. BMG.
BMG, yes. Anyways, and we're interviewing her or like / having a little chat with her and she actually has a really interesting background. Like she was born in Paris. But anyways, she's going to tell you all about it in the interview, obviously.
Very bubbly. amazing personality.
She's super cute. Anyways, and she has a degree in communication and marketing and basically just experience from working in the fashion mm-hmm. industry for a while. And she started her own social media agency, which is the Brands Media Group, in her 20s. So she's a very young business owner, and we're just basically sitting down to chat with her all about kind of, you know,
starting a business in your 20s.
Yeah, starting a business, getting an insight on how it is to be a young business owner and everything, and just kind of also talking a bit about social media and like her kind of tips and tricks. And
on
just
the business side, but also staying true to yourself, how to unwind when you especially work in social media, like how can you reach your business to the next goal? What are like the goal and tips, but also how can you like unwind in your daily life? Because there's so much you need to think about nowadays with social media management, because it is a business, yeah. You know, and it was really nice to chat with her because she's such a glowy, like happy, bubbly person. Mm-hmm. And like she does her job while still maintaining her routine, like journaling, playing the piano, going to the beach. And I think it's so nice to hear from young women that started their own business, like how they actually got started with starting their business, but also still maintain that relationship to themselves and to their free time and have that work-life balance. So yeah. It was really nice to chat with her about how do you maintain this work-life balance? How do you start a business, especially as a young woman in your 20s, and also social media tips and tricks for your own business in case you're starting one. And we had a little chat about Disney in between as well, which is really nice. But we're really excited for you guys to listen to. Yeah, we haven't had an interview in so long.
Yeah.
And just to hear your opinions on the conversation, if you want us to do more interviews like this. And also don't forget to share some love on her Instagram. We will share all the information in the info box.
Yes. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And yes. So yes, enjoy.
Bye. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Hi, girls.
How are you going?
I'm good. I'm just in Tel Aviv enjoying the sun and the warmth.
Oh my God, yes. We're just enjoying our last warm day in Berlin over here. Yeah. We're already so jealous.
We were talking about this before. It's like crazy because it's 21 degrees today and it's November and we're like, climate crisis, but you know, we're enjoying the sun.
How was it last year?
So now with the time, like the time change, yes. Like, you know, so it's like the longest day ever.
I know. I was in bed yesterday and I was like, oh shit, it's already so late. But then I was like, oh, the time's gonna change, so I get like one more hour of sleep.
I didn't actually realize that. And I was at the cafe this morning and I remember we were recording and I knew you were in Tel Aviv, and then my boyfriend was like, oh yeah, the time changed. And I was like, oh, wait, what time is it in Tel Aviv then? I was like, oh my God, so confusing with all the hours.
I know, we're just one hour ahead of you guys.
So it changed in Tel Aviv as well, right?
Yeah. It changed like we had two a.m.s.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, yes, same. Because it changed here at 3 a.m. I think. And then just went back to, oh God, it went back to 2 a.m. It's so weird. It's just day of the year where it's like, yes, that's happening.
You kind of gave us a little rundown already that you moved to Tel Aviv, but maybe just give us a little rundown to all the listeners as well. Who are you and how did you get where you are right now, basically?
Yeah, it's a really long story, but I'll make it a bit short. But basically, I was born in Paris, and at the age of 7, my parents were like, we're going to leave France and we're going to go to North America because we want our kids to speak English and to be raised, you know, there. So we left, and it was really tough because my parents didn't speak English. So in Montreal, people speak English and French, which is why we decided to go there. But I wasn't Canadian, so I became Canadian 5 years after moving there. And then at 19, I wanted to leave Montreal, and I did my studies in Tel Aviv. So I came for 3 years. And that was really tough also because my parents didn't want me to go, which makes sense. It's like, oh my God, letting a 19-year-old go across the world. And, you know, they moved to Canada for me to go to McGill or Concordia, just, you know, big, nice schools. And I just like left to go back to Israel. So I was there for 3 years. I studied communications and marketing. And then I did a master's in fashion in New York. And so I went to New York for 1 year, and the program is 2 years, and I was supposed to stay there 2 years, but I found New York was really tough coming from Tel Aviv just because the contrast is enormous and so different. And so I transferred programs and I finished it in Paris because they have the same school there and the same program. And so I went back to Paris, which is really funny because it's really like a full circle moment. And my family was like even more, you know, surprised.
What are you doing?
I know. And then COVID hit. So pandemic hit. We weren't sure what was happening. The world was closing down. So I flew back to Montreal because my family was there and I didn't want to be alone in Paris. And as I was finishing up my master's, I also launched the business. So when I launched it, I had no idea that it would become what it is today. It was really kind of like a side hustle slash project. And today we are a team of three, including myself, in the process of hiring our first intern. So it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And we have clients in the fashion, lifestyle, beauty world. And it's just crazy, you know, like I'm so in awe, and I journal all the time about, I have a journal for the company, for BMG. And for some days I'm writing, what am I doing? I don't get it. Like, what's happening? And other days I'm like, wow, like I did this, like I built this, you know, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah. Mm. And why did you decide to start your own business? Is there like a big reason behind it, or just like tiny little reasons that kind of like led up to that moment?
So I found that every time I worked as a social media coordinator or manager in any corporate places, I always found myself kind of leading a team or like leading the way. So I feel like just naturally I have this kind of like leading, you know, people instinct, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. But then I didn't want to start something specifically. I wanted to do social media and I wanted to help as many accounts. So at first it would have been maybe freelance, you know, just myself and the clients. It ended up becoming an agency because I had signed an internship in Paris post-pandemic. So I hired someone to help me with the clients while I was going back to the internship after the 6 months when I was in Canada. Mm-hmm. So what happened is that because I was working with someone, it kind of scaled already from the start. And then, you know, it just, yeah, today we're scaling even more every day, but I didn't at first want to have a team. It just kind of happened naturally. And funny thing is that the internship, I ended up stopping it after a month because the clients were, you know, just coming at us and I just wanted to focus full time on the business. And the full circle moment is that they came back to us and they wanted BMG to work with them.
Oh.
So not just me as an intern, like the company with them. So
wow.
It was very, very, very exciting.
You're like, I'm the girl boss now. I'm not the intern. Watch me.
It's wild.
That's so crazy. You just like started your business at such a young age as well. I think it's really inspiring because I think nowadays there's this like movement where we also talked about it. It's like a lot of people don't want to work 9 to 5s anymore and they want to have their own freedom. Is that an aspect for you as well that you were just like, I want to have my own times?
So again, because I was working a lot of social media jobs before BMG, and it never occurred to me because I feel like pre-pandemic, that wasn't really a thing we were all thinking about. You know, it was just like the normal routine. Okay, we wake up, we go to work, we finish at 5, we have our drinks, night, whatever, and then, you know, you repeat. But pandemic happened, and I feel like people got very comfortable working from home, which is, I think, incredible to have this, you know, balance of, okay, one day I want to work from the office, one day I want to work from home. And so right now what I'm doing with my team is that I'm letting them have the option, you know, if they're more productive working from home, then by all means work from home. And if they rather come in the office, then the office is there for them. So when I was in Canada, because I'm back in Tel Aviv now, but when I was in Canada, we went to the office, we all regrouped 3 times a week. And then the other second times I was just there by myself. Mm-hmm. But it was really nice, you know, to have this, the options and the balance of it all.
It's cool to, I think as well, like I like being in the office sometimes, but I also like having the option to do home office so then I could technically travel or like, because my boyfriend he's moving to Berlin now, but he lived in Amsterdam. So I always had to like go there on the weekend, but then it's like, how are you going to go there if you don't have the option to do home office? So sometimes I'm like, it gives you a lot of opportunities to work remotely.
Yeah.
If your office place is giving you the option.
Yeah. And what's like, I would love to know, like, what's the favorite, like, what's your favorite thing about being your own boss? Kind of like, what do you love about it?
For sure. And I feel like you guys can maybe agree on that. Even, you know, you guys are hosts of like the podcast, so you do have this freedom also, but just like the freedom of doing it whenever you feel like it. Mm-hmm. And on your own terms and having this life-work balance in the end that is so well balanced because, for example, in the morning, I get to go to the beach and take a swim and meditate and play piano and just take that time for myself. And then I know, like, okay, when I'm going to be working, it's going to be full force and I'm going to be so into it because it's my business and I love what I'm doing. So, and then at night still, you can, you know, you can still enjoy and have your crazy wild night. So I would say it's that freedom really of, you know, being able to travel whenever I want and work from anywhere I want and make it happen from anywhere I want really. And I think this is different for different personalities. It's just like for me, I'm someone that loves traveling. I love being able to, you know that I could go anywhere at any point in life. So that's, for me, it's like necessary.
I guess it's also like different from person to person because I think there might be people out there that like having that kind of office job, you know,
the
that
kind
of structure, the habits, the routine that they go, like they wake up in the morning and then they come back home and then that kind of like structure
they can just shut off. Because I think a lot of times, like you will probably know that as well, like you never really shut off. Like you could technically always work and do something. And I think some people like having the like, I'm going home and I'm just going to focus on everything but not work. Like with the internship now, I realize as well, like I can just go home and then think about what I want to do. And but it has pros and cons definitely with both ends.
But that's why I'm giving with my team, like as a manager, you have to really look at how everyone is. And it's kind of, you know, in the end, my team, they're kind of like my babies. Like I need to nurture them, like literally like a mom with a child. No, but not in like a babying way, but more like, okay, you need to really be aware of how each personalities are. And so for some, like I know they rather a structure, like a very strict structure. So I tell them, okay, from 8 to 12, we're working. And there's others where it's like, oh yeah, as long as the works get done, like they know how to time manage, they know how to organize themselves properly. So that's like also one of the cool things. It's like, okay, I'm not only managing my own schedule, but I have to make sure that, you know, there's a good
everyone
schedule
else's.
For everyone.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think it's also cool how you do it. It's like the way of the future. It's just like looking at each person, like how do you function best? Because I personally also have my own time. Like sometimes I work better in the night for this and in the morning I do this better. And like, you know, and it's nice to know that like I can just do it whenever and not like I have to get it done like right now. Those 30-minute deadlines, I think it's just not the way. It puts a lot of pressure on the person to get work done. And then I feel like you get overwhelmed and, you know.
Yeah. My ex-boyfriend we used to live together in Paris, and it was so funny because we used to get in so many fights because I'm a morning person and he's a night owl. So he used to work from, I don't know, from like, let's say 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. And for me, I just didn't get it. You know, I couldn't grasp the concept of how do you work like late at night like this? But then now I'm so much more mature and I'm just so much more aware. And I'm like, wow, okay, for some people, they can't do it in the morning. It's like if someone asked me to work at night, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, it's so different. I used to have a roommate here in Berlin as well. And I was like a morning person as well. And he was kind of a night owl, like ex-boyfriend. And we just clashed in the end because he was just listening to loud music at night. And I just wanted to sleep and do my uni work and like just go to work in general. And it was just, in the end, it didn't work out. So I think you kind of have to, I don't know,
find your routine and balance, or like if each other, it's a relationship, that's a different thing. If things are two roommate, but I'm definitely a morning person. I don't know, you're a morning
person.
Same,
me too.
Me too. And I woke this morning. I woke up at 5:45 because of the time change, and I was like, "Why am I up so early?" But then I'm like, wow, even without the time change, like 6:45 on a Sunday,
that's quite early. That is quite early.
Sometimes I think that to myself and I'm like, wow, but you know what? Like, it's nice when you wake up on the weekend and you're not hungover and you're like up before everyone else is.
It's really good today to not be hungover like on Sundays.
And you just like see everyone like slowly waking up and you're like, I already did this and I did this. And like, you just have more time sometimes to take for yourself where you feel like during the day it's always so rushed.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
So
especially like when it's good weather, I feel bad about like being hungover or like sleeping in too much because you're like, I want to seize the day.
Yeah.
And just
recently, I've been looking a lot into, I haven't done it yet, but I've been looking into doing this whole like sober month challenge. Just because I find that I used to drink for such not stupid reasons, but just to drink, you know, for like social, more like socially, you know, you want to have a drink in your hand and all that. But I felt so shitty the next day. And I'm also, I don't know, I wasn't my best self. I feel like drinking, So I think, I don't know, right now I've been slowing it down and let's say like have a beer here and there, but it feels really nice to have taken like a step back from exactly what you're saying, like waking up hungover is probably the worst feeling for someone who likes to wake up early in the morning and get, you know, things done and be productive.
But it like, makes me anxious sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, the sun is out.
It depends on the day though. Like sometimes when I know that I don't have anything else on the next morning and it's like rainy and cold, I don't feel bad about being hungover and in bed and like just like, sometimes it feels good to have like a hungover Sunday with your friends and just watch a movie, eat some good food and stuff. So I think it's just all about finding the balance.
Yeah, my boyfriend always says, what do you say? Enjoying the washedness, like enjoying that you're being washed. I don't know if that's an Australian slang.
I think it's Australian.
Okay, but like enjoying that you're just not doing anything today.
Not doing anything, I know. That's also something. It's like sitting in your feelings and being bored is actually so underrated. But, you know, when we're bored, we're usually like scrolling on Instagram or we right away want to do something else. But it's like, no, like, let's be bored. You know, I feel like we live in a culture and society that's like, you can't be bored. Like, you always have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it feels so nice to not do anything.
Yeah. It's like, actually, I catch myself sometimes. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. That's not right. Like,
oh my God.
I missed something. I forgot something. My to-do list. What I have to do? And it's like, whoa, it's like so normal to also just sometimes not do anything. And like, for example, on Sunday, it's like normally like the chill day where you just like rewind and chill. And I think sometimes we just have to let ourselves, just do nothing and lay in bed. And I think that's sometimes every time I'm sick, like this week with tonsillitis, I was like, I have to do all these things. And then I always remind myself, okay, maybe it's good for me to just not do something right now.
Yeah, you are really like, you can't be like sick sometimes, like you can't be sick, your body doesn't, like your mind doesn't allow it, like you're just like, oh my God, like, I'm not doing anything, I feel so bad, blah, 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 blah.
The people from my work literally like blocked me on Slack, like the thing we're talking about, the text.
So you're not working,
you're like, Teresa, you're sick, don't read your emails. And I was like, okay, I just
or like you're sending notifications on a Sunday and people are like, why are you slacking on Sunday?
Yes. And I'm like, sorry, it's just for my mind sometimes to know that I don't know, it's for my sanity.
I really get it.
But anyways, back to the questions. I would love to know, like, because I always think, oh, it would be so cool to start your business in your 20s. But what are actually like the first steps that you took to make it happen?
Yeah. So I would say really the foundations of it all came from, and how we got our first clients and everything, it's really from all the people that I met along my studying abroad. And I'm a very fearless, I want to say, like networker, but without the whole, you know, networking as in like a very friendly effect. Like I love meeting new people. I love hearing people's stories and getting to know them. And all of that I did very naively, like really just as friends throughout my high school, CJEP in Canada, and then all my university years, came back when I launched the business, because everyone shared when I launched my website. My first three clients came from LinkedIn, and they were people that got referred from people that I went to school with. So I really do believe that if you leave your mark as, you know, someone who's like genuine and, you know, kind, and you love what you do and you're good at what you do, and, you know, without doing it in an obnoxious way, but just being like your humble self and your authentic self, then it really comes back your way in like really, really a special, unique thing. But also logistically, the steps that I took. So I, first of all, wanted to have a branding set up. So I worked with a graphic designer to get a website, logo, color palette, all set. And then when that was done, and it took 3 weeks, we worked like day and night on it, I launched it. And then, you know, the three clients came the first week. So that was really, really wild. But also, if you want to start a business, don't think of, you know, the perfect website, the perfect branding, perfect typographies. Because right now, 2 years later, we actually went through a whole rebranding with another agency that does branding. And now our website is an actual, like, legitimately, you know, professional and really, really nice website. And our colors changed, our typographies changed. So things will change and things will evolve. You just have to start somewhere. So, that was branding wise. And then opening up a bank account, that's also one of the first steps that you need to do. And then registering your name in the business registry of your city or country.
Did you do that all by yourself, or did you have someone to support you through that process?
So my dad was actually the one who helped me, and he was the one that basically was telling me, Shahan, you should start a business. Just because I was getting phone calls left and right during COVID. of people who placed clothes in Canada, and they were like, we need help, how do we show that on Instagram? So I was helping for free because I had no intention of starting anything. And then my dad was like, okay, let's sit down and let's, you know, let's do the step by step. So I still have all the paperwork. We put out papers in the whole living room, and we had, you know, he had written, okay, bank name. So I'm more creative. So I did the branding was the fun part for me. And for all those things, you know, I never took any business class before. I never took entrepreneurship classes. So I learned everything on the field with the help of my dad at the beginning.
Yeah, because I was thinking that it's like such a cool, like, the idea of starting a business is so cool. And I feel like I always have ideas, but I'm like, how do you actually do it? Like, setting up a bank account, I'm already like, ooh. Like, I'm also more creative. I never had a business class or anything. So things like that are really overwhelming. But it's cool to see that if you really want to do it, like, you can do it. You don't necessarily... Yeah. I think people sometimes make up excuses like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. You will always find people that support you through your journey and help you.
You can put whatever your mind and your heart, you know, what you put your heart and mind into. I also had my ex-boyfriend, the one that worked at night, he was a consultant in management for a big firm. And so he helped me also narrow down my vision, my mission, the values of the company. So I had a lot of help, you know, from the people that I was close with, which is so nice because I didn't have a vision and mission for your business. And that's one of the first things you should do if you have, you know, a service or a product, things are different. For me, it's a service business. So once you have that, I don't know how it is for products actually, but for a service, once you have your mission, vision, values set up, then you could start with like those foundations.
Yeah, I think it's the same with products. I think it's just in general good to know when you have a brand, like, what do you want to reach with that brand? Like, what's your goal? I mean, what's your goal with your business?
Yeah, so for me, the goal was to help as many small and medium businesses grow online, but all organically. So I know it's kind of controversial because to grow, you need ads and everything. We don't actually do ads. We do all the content organic. Mm-hmm. And we really want to help brands that are in the fashion, beauty, lifestyle sector. So everything we do is very one-on-one. We really work with the clients, you know, like each client have, the end goal is that each client would have their own community managers. And I would love to find a way that is sustainable for me and for them to have that, because I feel like with agencies, the problem is that or they take on too many clients and then the clients don't have all the...
You all know, the attention.
Needs are met because there's not enough time for each community managers. Yeah. So for us, we're very selective. We don't say yes to everyone, but I do want to help as many people as possible. So as long as we meet in the middle and it works, then yeah, that's what the business model has been like.
And what would you say are like the biggest challenges that you had to face as a female business owner, especially when you start so young?
So many things. Oh my God. So many things. Okay. First of all, again, I have no background in business or administrative things, and I suck at math and numbers.
Same.
So one of
my
biggest challenge was finding an accountant that I can trust and that set everything for me properly. And it took a year and a half after I launched. So that also, it's like, if you start something, then don't be afraid, you know, if you don't have your accounting straight, you know, for the first year, because it's okay. It's not, your business is not going to get audited and canceled out. It's fine. I think another challenge that I really had was to have a certain kind of authority, you know, for the clients and for the team, just because in the end, you need things to be working a certain way and you need systems in place. But if you know me personally, I'm the most like bubbliest and like just happy and like, you know, I don't want any drama. I don't want problems. So it's hard sometimes where you have to like put your foot down situations and you have to tell it, like, you have to say like, no, this is how it should be done because I'm not like this. So the way that I found a solution around it is I actually really try to dissociate me and the business. Like my business is my business and I am me. So yes, I'm very bubbly and naive, but then business is business. And I'm, you know, when I need to actually get something across or, you know, how do I say this? Like actually put it in the action and do it, make it happen. Then I'll need to take whatever way I need, to be taken. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense, absolutely. Yeah, because I know what you mean. Like, I think we're both also, like, very bubbly personalities. It's, like, hard to be strict sometimes. And sometimes you have to be, like, the authority in the situation. And I can tell that you're very, like, just happy and you're like, hey, I don't mean it in a bad way. Oh, she just spilled her water.
What is it?
And then Carol just spilled her water, but I think it's fine. Okay, okay. We're just overly excited over here. No, but I can. No, but I know what you mean. And
you know what happened? So one of the first clients that we got, he thought that it was a 2-month trial for free, and I was too nervous and I was too scared to ask to say a price because it was like the one of the first person that reached out also. So I not only didn't say that there was a price, I didn't say that it was not a 2-week free trial. So I ended up sending an invoice like post 2 weeks saying like, you know, here's your invoice. And the person was like, wait, I'm so confused. I was like, well, I'm way too nice. But that's how you learn, right? And then I learned how to invoice and I was like, okay, I need to give prices. Like, this is it. So now I have prices.
I think it's also like, yeah, one of those things that you learn really early on is like to learn that you just be like, honest and open, be like, hey, like, this is a business, like, we don't give out things for free. But I understand what you mean. It's like the, how do I say this, like, hey, like, I'm sorry, but it actually costs you money. Like,
no, for real, the first, when I remember when he called, I remember like it was yesterday and it was almost 3 years ago, but when he called, I was like, sure, like, we'll get started, you know. And he was like, oh, perfect. And I'm just like, oh yeah, perfect.
But it's like the learning process as well. I think that's the beauty of it. Like you said, like, don't start out perfect. Like, you just learn as you go.
Well, of course.
Yeah,
no, totally. And now today it's so different. I mean, when I get on prospect calls, for example, well, the price is the price and we can find a you know, middle ground. So it is like a win-win for both of us and it helps you and it makes sense for us. But I will never, ever go on a call and, you know, not give out a price or a baseline of a price or something like that.
Yeah. Now you know. We learned.
Yep.
But I also like to know, like, if we go more into, like, the social media side of things, like, we also have a podcast, obviously, so always asking ourselves, like, okay, how can you promote your business, like, on social media? So we'd like to get, like, a little inside scoop from you as a professional. Like, what are, like, your golden rules for, like, any small business that starts to grow their community on social media?
For sure. So first, knowing what your goals are is really important because some people, you know, they want more followers, they want a bigger community. For some, it's you want more listeners or you want to sell something. So if it's just, you know, active to be active, there are other tricks and tips that you can do compared to, you know, if you want to sell and you need like those really strong call to actions. But overall, I think one of the first important thing is to, and you guys, I feel like, are comfortable with that, but showing your face behind the camera is a really big one. I think that today, you know, we have the full transparency of showing the behind the scenes online. And so if you can just take this moment during the day to put your stories, like, show that, you know, you're here, there's a human behind the screen and behind the social media network. That's amazing. And also talking about social media network, I think that Instagram is one of the strongest tool to promote your business, just because, yes, there are TikToks and, you know, Facebook and LinkedIn and Pinterest, but on Instagram, you could literally just do everything, like stories and lives. And, you know, there's the lives that are kind of like the YouTube videos. There's the stories that are the old Snapchat stories. There's now the status, like Twitter, like, they're really combining everything all at once on one platform. And I know that, I mean, I feel like you guys probably heard this before, but one of the most important is really stick to your voice, stick to your vision and your tone when you speak and when you share your storytelling, just because there's so many trends out there that people then hop on and are doing, you know, all of the same thing. And then you're not any different from anyone else. And so it's fine if your branding is different in your own way and that, you know, it's not this perfect Canva template branding. Oh my god, the sun is like coming right
now. You're glowing.
Yeah. Your earrings like shining as well. And I was like, wow, mesmerized.
Right when I'm talking about social media, like, no, but you know what I mean? Like, there's so many templates and just trends that come on that everyone is using at the same time, but then you're not standing out compared to all the other people. And so I think just staying true to who you are, and it's really cool because you guys are two. So you have this like synergy between the both of you that could really, you could really use to your advantage. And I think the last tip that I would give is ask people for feedback. So you can do that with Instagram polls, Instagram quizzes. You know, you could literally speak to your audience and get feedback in 24 hours on stories or in the comments that are forever staying there. So just, you know, using the platform this way. But again, mm-hmm. it depends what your goals are, because for me, I used to do it on my personal account and now I stop talking directly with people. I'm just sharing my photos and videos whenever I feel like it. Mm. But I'm, so yeah, I'm not using it as a, you know, book your call today. No. This is more on the BMG side of things.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's so interesting what you said with the trends as well, because I think with apps like TikTok, trends are moving so quickly. Like, that's just like trending.
Something new every day.
Yeah, and I'm like, sometimes get FOMO.
Yeah.
Because we're like, shit, do we hop on this trend? And we try to like do TikTok. Well, we still have our TikTok account, but I think we tried to get on there and we're like, okay, how do we grow? Like,
it's really overwhelming.
Yeah, because we're like, we don't want to follow the trends. Like, I mean, we did it at the beginning, but it felt really like, we stopped after a while because it didn't feel like natural to us to just follow those.
It didn't feel like us.
Yeah, yeah. We were like, okay, how are we like a podcast account then? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like us two like doing lip syncing. It was fun. It was a fun thing to do. And it wasn't bad at all. Like, we're still on a journey to find our voice and what we want to do. But I think it's like a lot of people get lost in that. Like, okay, you have to do trending sounds so then you can get a following. But it's like, okay, how are you different to others? So I think it's really nice when you share that advice.
But you know, you said it also, like, those trends come so quickly, but they also leave so quickly. You know, so it's like the little Miss Sunshine memes that everyone was posting.
Yeah.
The meme about the Tindler Swiffler or whatever his name was.
Tindler Swindler.
So all those things, it comes so quick. And, you know, one person hops on it. It could be, let's say, an influencer that has 3 million followers. Mm. And then that's it. Everyone's going to do it. But I mean, it's nice to get on those trends, but it's okay if you're not part of it, because it's stressful to hop on every trend like that all the time. There's one right now that just came out. I saw everyone's been posting it. It's the Halloween costume.
I haven't seen that one. Well, like I'm like package. More on TikTok, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like those like package Halloween costume and you write the description of how you are. And we haven't done it. And I don't know if we will. I don't know, but it's really stressful to always think, you know, then imagine that's for a BMG account, but then we have 8 clients. So imagine if there's a trend that comes on and we have to do it for all of our clients. It's possible, but it's stressful.
It's definitely stressful. And then you have to just be on your phone the whole time, like trend researching, like what's on. Like I do TikTok for my internship as well. So it's like my own, like the podcast, my
everything.
Own account, then like the business. And I'm always constantly thinking like, okay. And like you said, it's like really stressful to just think about that constantly. And I think it's nice to find something that feels authentic to you and that sticks and that you actually enjoy doing and not just because everyone else is doing it.
And obviously,
and I feel like, oh no,
yeah,
go for it.
No, you go first. It was another question, but you wanted to say something for that.
No, I just feel like anyone who's working in social media, if you're listening to this, take that break, because it's so hard to just, you know, spiral and just get this load of content in your mind and your eyes. And then it's kind of never ending. So you're like, oh my God, I'm missing out. I need to do this. I need to do that. And just take that break. Like, for real, turn off Instagram and go outside, like do something that doesn't require you being on social media. And you're going to come back so much fresher with perspective, you know?
That's actually like literally what I wanted to ask you. Like, working with in social media, obviously kind of, it can be very draining and very tiring. There's like so much stimulation on your eyes and on your body in general. Like, how do you find the perfect balance between, you know, working in that kind of area, but also kind of staying true to yourself, like to yourself?
Yeah. So when Instagram launched in 2011, I was kind of like one of the first ones out of my friend group to download it. I thought it was so cool and it had so much potential. And I started posting my outfit pictures because I just love fashion. I wonder what would have happened if I had continued back then, because it was right when Instagram launched. And my mom was very concerned because I was like 16 years old. So it's like a 16-year-old posting their outfits on the social media channel. So she was like, put it private right now. So I put it private. And then when I reopened it as public, I was in Israel studying. And so the way I always use social media was very purely for fun. And I was never too consumed in it. as in like comparing myself to others or following people that I don't want to follow. I'm very mm-hmm. careful about that also ever since the beginning. So personal wise, I use it like I post my things and then yes, I look at some stories and I catch up with friends on it, but I'm not, you know, crazy consuming where it's like draining. But for the clients, just because it's a lot of research and a lot of pages that we're managing, I'm really trying to divide it with my team and also divide it with even for myself. So let's say in the morning, I'm not going to be working on social media right when I wake up. I really have a structured morning routine that I'm following like strictly before I even start. Because once I start, it's really hard to just tune off because the clients are up and then, you know, the day starts and I'm on my phone the whole day. And, you know, I mean, it's like any other job, I guess. Like I'm on my computer and my phone the whole day. But then at night, I try to just tune off and I leave Instagram and I'm not checking my clients' pages also past like 7 p.m.
Yeah, I think it's good to set those boundaries because I realize as well now with like, yeah, doing the internship, like I said, in social media management, it's like, you really can see how you could just keep going. Like I could sit at night, I'm like laying in my bed. I'm like, I could potentially like cut a reel now. I could do community management. I could like some photos, but then you just never stop. And I think it's really important in the morning as well. Like, cause I said as well, I'm a morning person. Sometimes I made the mistake of like just going on my phone and then like going on Slack or going on Instagram. And then you see those messages and you're like, okay, I'm going to put my phone away. And I tried to like do yoga or Pilates, but that thing was in my mind.
It's still in your mind.
Yeah. You can't let go. And then I was like, trying to do like yoga poses and I was like, oh, I need
that
to
be real.
No, no, but it's so hard because imagine you wake up and the first thing you see and you look at is every other people's lives before you even started your own.
Yeah.
You know, in the morning. It's so draining. So I mean, and it's such a bad habit. I mean, I do it also. I would be lying if I said that I didn't. There are mornings where I'm in bed and the first thing I do is go on Instagram and then I'm like story, and you know, you have to snap out of it and it's like, okay, snap out of it.
No girl.
Snap. Yeah.
No, but I read somewhere as well that like the first thing you see in the morning, it's like determines your whole day. So sometimes you see something bad on social media, say you like broke up with your boyfriend and then you like see the story, like happened to me like in the past, and then you see the story of them like doing something and then your whole day just turns to shit. And it's so sad because it isn't necessarily something that should determine your whole day, but like it's just the first impulse, the first emotion you feel. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Can you imagine when there was a time where social media didn't exist, so people used to break up and then not hear about their exes forever. And now today it's like, my God, we can't get away.
Or you would just like wake up and not go on your phone. You would just actually do the things you want to do, have breakfast, sit in the sun and not be on your phone. It's like, honestly, phones are like,
yeah, I have this hate-love relationship with social media because I love like making, like I actually realized that as well with like what I'm doing or what we're doing. I love writing, I love storytelling, I love taking photos, I love taking videos, I love making things look pretty. Like everything that goes into social media management, I actually really enjoy it. I just hate the like aspect of being on your phone the whole time, like looking at the screen.
But that's the thing, it's when you set your boundaries and you're setting them for your well-being, then everything kind of flows in the right way. But yeah, like aside from all those things of social media, for me, I find that the power of it, you know, you meet people, the networking aspect, the opportunities that you can get just, you know, like right now we're on this podcast because of social media. There's so many cool, beautiful things that could be done if done right. So I think if you're aware and you're mindful of how you use it and when you use it, then it's all, you know, it's really nice. But for sure, as like a social media manager, you know, it's, you're going to be on it more. But how cool is it that you get to helping people that don't understand it, you know?
Yeah, no, that's what I was actually literally talking to my boyfriend about this morning, because we were like talking about social media and we're like, but there's also so many pros of, like you said, like staying in contact with people and like meeting people. Like how cool is it we can talk to friends that we met like on our travels in Australia or wherever, like if I just wanted to like right now, or like FaceTime them or see what they're up to. Like there's pros and cons to everything, and I think there's pros and cons also to every job or everything you do. And I think
absolutely
the gem or the beauty is to find the positives in everything and try to get those nice things and make it yeah, like a positive experience like you are. And I think it's nice to hear from you, like how you said, like you're going to the beach, you're journaling, that you're still like connected to yourself. But so yeah. It seems.
Yeah, I just moved in this new sublet apartment and it had a piano. So I've been here for 5 days and in that apartment. And in 5 days, I learned how to, now I could read and I could play piano. I could read like piano music sheets. And nice. I've been
prodigy.
So happy. No, it's wild. And it just made me realize, oh my God, all this time that I could, you know, I used to just watch TV or be on my iPad and work or do reels or, you know, just creating videos, which is fun also. But now I'm just like, wow, 3 hours a day of just playing piano and I'm having the best time.
You're like Mozart coming up. Watch out.
I know. I'm just like, hey, like book me for your next concert.
And your neighbors are just like, oh. No, but it's so nice to sometimes like have these little moments like where you just, I don't know, like sometimes the other day we were playing like, we were at your birthday party and we're playing Twister and it's like,
so much fun.
I love just sometimes doing things that like you never don't normally do because it's just like not an adult thing to do, but you just like
find
new hobbies or find new things. Or like we were saying yesterday that we want to do more like games night where you're just like,
we're going to do a game night with our friends.
Yeah.
But it's so important, like, to not lose that inner child, you know, that you have deep inside. Even for me, like, sometimes I'm just telling my team, guys, let's not take ourselves, like, too seriously. Let's just have fun with it. You know, in the end, it's all about having fun, and then you change the mindset around it. But me too. I draw, and I love Disney movies. So right now, even on the piano, I'm playing Disney songs. Like, I'm drawing, you know, I'm a big child at heart, so I love that because I'll always be it. I don't care how old I am. I don't care even when I'm 50 years old. I'm going to be just, like, watching The Lion King in bed and, you know.
Oh, my God, love it.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's how it
should
be.
Keep that spirit. Yeah. Don't get too serious and don't take life too seriously because it's not worth it in the end.
I really don't want to lose that inner child. Like, imagine you just wake up one day and you're just grumpy and, like, an adult. Like, no.
I don't, you know what? Because you said you don't want to lose it, I don't think you will, because if you're aware of it, then you won't make it, you won't lose it.
Like yesterday, literally, because we were saying Disney, I'm also a big Disney fan, and I was walking down the street and I was singing A Whole New World by Aladdin, and I was just like, A Whole New World. And my boyfriend was like, shut up. And I was like,
Did you watch it in German or in English?
I used to watch it in German, but I loved the song, so I looked it up in English because now I don't watch movies in German anymore because the dubbing is a bit weird. But yeah, I think in German it's like,
oh God, in German everything just sounds so weird.
But I used to watch it in German.
I listened to my favorite movies, The Lion King, and for fun, I used to watch on YouTube like Hakuna Matata in German and in Arabic.
Oh my God.
So I was so curious to know in Arabic how it is. And in German, it's the funniest thing. Like, Timon starts by saying like, "Oh my gosh, oh my God!" Like, I don't even know what he says, but like,
so I think it's like Hakuna Matata.
I don't remember, sadly.
Okay, I could just say it wrong. I don't know. But, like, yeah, it's so funny. Sometimes I, like, turn on the TV because in German, obviously, the TV is, like, German.
Yeah.
And because I only watch, like, Netflix and stuff. So then sometimes I turn on the TV and it's, like, actually,
oh, my God, it's German dubbing. Actual language.
It's like, the dubbing, you know?
Yeah, you're it's just so like, weird. Oh, and then you see their, like, mouths moving, but it's, like, not really
And then you're, like, oh, that's what their voices sound like when they, like, dub it, you know, because it's different voices as well.
Wait, what are both of your favorite Disney movies?
Oh, my God. I think mine actually might be, I love Toy Story. Oh no, that's Pixar. That's Pixar.
Is it? No, it's Toy Pixar. Story.
Is it Pixar or is it Disney?
Well, it was Pixar, but then Disney bought Pixar, so it's kind of like, whatever, same category. But if you like Disney and you like, you know, the world of like business and entrepreneurship, you should read the book by Ed Catmull. It's called Creativity Inc. And he's the president of Pixar today, and he's one of the founders with. He worked with like Steve Jobs and John Lasseter, who were the founders of Pixar. And so he wrote this whole book about managing a business, and he takes you from the beginning of how it all started. And Toy Story, it was the breaking point that exploded Pixar and made it all happen for them. So there's this whole chapter on Toy Story is just the most beautiful thing ever.
Oh, I want to read it because I grew up with Toy Story, and I remember the last movie made me cry so much because it's like literally like you giving away your toys and you're like,
it's the end, it's so sad.
What's your favorite one?
I don't even remember if it's Disney, but is Jungle Book Disney?
Yeah.
Yes. It's the Jungle Book. I love it.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I love how we're just like pivoted to Disney. We're like, what's your favorite Disney movie?
But anyways, let's go back to the questions. Teresa and I have like one last question for you to kind of round everything up for anyone who's like interested. Like, what's your biggest or like best tips for people that are kind of trying to start a business or are thinking about starting their own business?
Yeah, so I think you have to really understand that as much as it's glamorized online that, you know, entrepreneur, founder, just the word entrepreneur, you know, you think, oh, you're an entrepreneur, you made it. Mm-hmm. But there's so many ups and highs that, ups and lows that come with it. you know, just ups and ups. But yeah, no, there's like, there's ups and downs, and it's very hard. But if you love what you do, then it won't be as hard. So before you start anything, just ask yourself, okay, if that's what I'm going to be doing for like every day, is it going to bring me joy? Am I going to be happy waking up? And then also just, you know, learning how to say no is a really important thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even saying just work-wise. You're going to have to sacrifice a lot of your personal life as well when you have a business. I've said no multiple times for dinner or parties on Saturday night just because Sunday I had to shoot for a client. Or, you know, I have new priorities now and it's okay. But just be aware that there's things that are going to change even in your personal life. And I think that it's not for everyone. So even if you start something and you realize down the line that you'd rather be working a 9-to-5 in a bigger company that's stable, and then, you know, you grow up the ladder there and you become, I don't know, head of marketing or director there, then good for you also for like realizing that. Because, I mean, for me, I know this is my calling, so I love it. But I know that there's, you know, people that think they want to be the a founder of something, but then in the end realize that it's not for them, and you feel guilty or you feel shame. But actually, no, you're strong for knowing what it is that you want to do. So yeah, but on a positive note, I think that if you have an idea in mind and you have this like fire inside of you, then go for it. Like, start it and everything will follow from there.
Awesome.
Such good advice. I'm like, yes.
Are we starting a business, Teresa?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of already have. Yeah.
No, but perfectionism is such a big thing, and people are so scared to, you know, not have it perfect. But you don't, like, my website wasn't perfect. My logo wasn't perfect. Nothing was perfect. God, the whole structure was not there. I didn't know what I was doing. But then you just, you know, you do it as you go, and that's how you make it really happen. I'm still doing it right now also.
Yeah, I think having fun with it as well is like, and not taking yourself too seriously, because sometimes I see that in the business world, everyone's like, oh my God, this and this. And I'm like,
chill.
Actually, like, checking in with yourself and be like, okay, what are we actually like stressing about right now? Like, is someone gonna die? I don't think so.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice. I love this interview, this conversation that we had.
I know. And I love that the name of your podcast is Conversation with Friends. That's just like the best.
Because it kind of is, because everyone's like, we love meeting people, and like everyone is a friend kind of, and we get to like meet you, which, you know, we never seen you in real life, and it's crazy. We just get on this conversation and like talk about things and feel like we have this connection, or like getting our friends on from our like life that we think are interesting and sharing conversations we would have during our daily life online with everyone else. So I think that was kind of the idea behind the name.
It's very special. But I mean, I'm waiting for you guys in Tel Aviv. So whenever you're...
We are coming.
You told me on that. I don't know if it was on the recording or if it was before we talked.
It was before.
Yeah, but you're like, it's like Berlin nightlife, like on the beach. And I was like, sold.
I'm sold. we will be there.
Yeah. Like, just, I'm just imagining myself right now. Like, oh.
Yeah, like, Tel Aviv just sounds so...
Should we do it?
Yeah, maybe.
It's just full of young people also. So
if
you can work from here, you can just, there's young people everywhere. It's just such, it's the best.
And we're going to do like an in-person episode. Like, hey guys, in Tel Aviv.
We're back.
Oh my God. I've never been to Tel Aviv, and I always wanted to go because, I don't know, it sounds like such a cool city. Everyone's always raving about it, but you know, I think a friend is playing there soon as a DJ as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not sure, maybe not. But I think I've seen heaps of people like playing as like of DJ friends who are like in Tel Aviv at the moment. So
that
seems like
fun.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you for taking your time. It was so fun to chat with you and kind of
thank you guys
opening up about your business and like about the whole business world a little bit. I think it might be really interesting to a lot of people to listen to that.
I think a lot of people, because like we said, a lot of people like want to start a business, or maybe they listen to this and they're like, actually no, I'm a person that loves structure. So whatever it is, like you said, keep in mind, just try to figure out what brings you joy and then stick with that.
Yes,
couldn't agree more. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you for having us. No.
Thank you for coming on. That's
yes. But anyways, we hope you guys are well, and we hope you liked the episode as much as we did, and we will see you in our next episode.
Bye.